WKD, listen.
Two today, W2T.
Need to stop and get something on the way home. Today's my half day at work, so I gotta go home and see what else I gotta work on. How you doing?
Oh, not bad for an old man. Just doing stuff around the house today, doing laundry. It's become one of those days. Got to do. We're deciding I'm running out of some of the clothes, proper clothes, so I figure I better wash some, but so I'll have something else to wear. Rhonda been doing.
Hey, just staying busy working. And, your laundry, you never get caught up on laundry. It's not possible to get everything washed. It's a constant battle with that.
I've figured that out over the years. I mean, when you're the only one doing everything as they say, when you're the only slave on the plantation, you got to do all the work, you know. And if I don't stay slightly ahead of it, I get into a deep hole, and I don't like that. And also, I try to at least stay, moderately ahead of things so that I don't get snowed under and everything. But anyway, you've been staying out of trouble and behaving yourself?
Dude, this has been the year of car issues. I'm driving the RAV now, which I did serious work to earlier. It blew the head gasket, so I took it upon myself to fix it. Just hoping everything to work out all right. Did a lot of work to it. My dad came over and helped me. But, after you do this, you're a little nervous about driving it for the first few days.
Gotta take it easy. And I ended up back in December having to purchase a new car to me. Not a brand new car, but a new to me car. So, and those are the things you have to do from time to time when the vehicles have a tendency to die every now and again. So, you got to do something about replacing them. They won't replace themselves. I've found that out. If you don't go do something about it, they'll just sit there and rust away. So, there's not a whole lot you can do about it except hope you catch it before anything bad happens. And I think I did when I did mine, so. Anyway, but that's, as they say, that's life.
I was talking to somebody else earlier today. I picked the wrong course of life. My brother lives near Charleston, has a 30-foot Sea Ray boat, and it's got a full camp, a full sleeping quarters, kitchen, bathroom, take a shower, everything. And I called him, I said, what'd you do this weekend? He says, oh, we went out to this little island and hung out on the boat, went swimming, grilling hamburgers, and rode the jet ski. I thought, man, I did something wrong somewhere along the way.
You and me both. You and me both. And it's just the way life is. And you have to take the good with the bad. And everything, so anyway. Oh, but yeah, I got to drive down to Florida at the end of this month for my sister. She's got to have some oral surgery done, and the doctors won't do it without somebody there to transport her around afterwards because they will put her completely under. And none of her friends down there will be available, so guess who gets to make trip down? But at least she's said she'll pay for my gas down and back, and that makes things a little bit easier, it's just, you just go on and do the things you got to do as you do them and get them done. So I make trips down there before to take mine doing it. It's part of life, as they say.
Well, I hate to hear that. Hope everything goes all right with that situation. KC4SKD for ID, but yeah, in 2012 I had viral meningitis, and they tell me I could have died from it, but it was pretty bad, pretty rough few days in the hospital for me in December of that year, and I tell you what, that's something I hope I never have to go through again.
These are not nice. I was down to my sister's a couple of years ago, and I was getting ready to come back, and the day before I got ready to come back, I had a attack of something, and I thought it was just heavy indigestion or some maybe a little bit of a heart attack coming on. Turned out my gallbladder was about 30 minutes away from bursting, so they put me in the hospital down there in Jacksonville, and at about 4 o'clock in the morning they admitted me to the hospital, and 4 o'clock that afternoon they did the surgery, and then I went back and spent an extra time at my sister's that I hadn't intended to stay down there, but that's what you have to do when you're not healthy enough to travel, as they say. So I had to wait a few more days before I could come home. You know how that goes.
Well, unfortunately, I hate that happened, but anyhow, it's just part of life, as they say, but anyway, I'm trying to think of what I need to do next. There's about five or six things. I need to take the gutter guard, leaf guard, whatever, off our, it's not leaf guard, but it's something similar. I need to take that off our gutters, and it's creating more problems than it's worth. So I got to try to get that done, because it's about impossible to clean the gutters out. So do some more yard work. Always yard work.
Yeah, well, I'm in a situation. I've got the guards on mine, and I've got a lifetime guarantee on if my gutters get stopped up. All I got to do is call them, and they'll come take care of cleaning them out and putting them back in a healthy situation. So I'm glad for that fact, and that makes life a little bit easier, because I am not in a condition to climb up there and clean out gutters any way, shape, or form.
That's coming for me, too. I will eventually get to that point. I hope you can hear me, Rusty. I'm in a really, really noisy spot on the repeater. I can barely hear it.
Fine. There's a little bit of white noise on you, that, a little bit more than you had to start with, but it's, you know, you're getting in just fine. And yeah, I'm under doctor's orders. I can climb as high as I want, as long as I've got 1 foot firmly planted on the ground at all times, which means I can't do tower work again. I got to have some antenna work done this year in the next few months, and I've got to get some people over here to help. And all, because I got to string copper clad steel in place of where I had stranded copper wire that is all broken, and my loop has gotten shorter. So anyway, well, sounds like you're getting towards home and where you need and what you need to stop and pick you up some lunch or something on the way. You take it easy. Just wanted to say hello. Tell that wife of yours I said hi, and you have a good rest of the day. KC4SKD W2T 73 is Larry.
Riding along with me for a few minutes, and you know, I hope you get your chores done, and we timed it just about right. I'm almost up here to where I gotta stop and get some food. So good talking to you, WU2T, KC4SKD, I'm clear.